Now, of course, our next story is about Czechoslovakia. Professional journalist Gary Malin is a vital part of J-Air as assistant station manager. He's a veteran of print journalism in Melbourne. Gary has his own show here, 10K Radius, but we asked him to report for us on a recent visit to Prague and the Czech Republic.
Well, Gary Malin, welcome to Travel Writers Radio. Now, I know you're on this station with your own show, 10K Radius, and normally I'm in receipt of emails from you telling me that I've left something on or I haven't taken my tea bag to the tea room or whatever it is.
Something
as
like.
Assistant station manager. But it's nice to have you across the desk. And before you went on your recent trip, I did say, what about giving us a report? Because you are a long-time journo, as I am. What about giving us a report on your visit? And so here you are today to talk about the Czech Republic and Prague. Now, how long did you spend there?
I spent about 13 days in total, including travel there and back.
Right.
And a day stopover in Doha on the way back.
Right.
But most of the time, 2 weeks odd in Czech Republic, using that as a base to travel around parts of Europe.
Now, you said you don't actually have any specific relationship to Czech Republic in terms of family or anything, but your wife thought it was a good place to visit.
She did. She's been there 20-odd years ago and remembered it fondly. So she said, that's a good place to go.
Okay.
So Lily and I booked the tickets. Off we went. Easy to get there, easy to get back, easy to stay. Found a nice place on Airbnb. There's a plug for Airbnb.
I saw your photograph of that's very, very nice. Beautiful little
Art Deco, Art New.
Yeah.
I think it was Art Deco from the 30s. All decked out in gramophones and old models wearing clothes from the pre-war era.
Really?
Fantastic.
Sounds great. And you would have had a great view from that particular room there at the front of the building.
The front of the building was the corner of Navratilova Street, named after
the tennis player.
I don't know whether it was, but anyway, we stayed in that
Navratilova.
As we say, Navratilova.
Yep.
And Skolska Street, which means school.
School, okay.
And that was a walking distance to Wenceslas Square.
Okay, so that's the famous king.
Good King Wenceslas, last looked out.
Yeah, and I guess it comes alive at Christmas, does it? Is that what?
Well, it was pretty much alive during the time we were there. There was packed.
Right.
Because it was school holidays in Europe, and there were lots of kids and families.
Do they have markets there, or what do you typically find?
Or streetscape, architecture.
Right.
Performing art, beggars,
right.
Pickpockets, you know it. There, everything is in, now, and of course, the sights and the history.
Is that where you showed us the photo of the two guys, one levitating over the top of the other?
Yes. One is held above his head on a thin, slender stick, as you might hold up.
A walking stick?
A walking stick.
Yeah.
Or a curtain on your window.
And they didn't dress up or undress or whatever they had to do to assemble themselves in public. They put a big cloth over themselves,
did
they?
Put a big cloth over themselves and said, back in 5 minutes. And they were back in 5 minutes and one was sitting on top of the other, just supported by his left hand.
We're going to actually use that photograph.
Yes.
It's a great shot. Did you ask permission to take their photo?
No, it was in the street.
Okay, so
it was all right.
We'll take it under the...
And they had a box at the front for donations, of
right.
course.
Did you give something on behalf of 10K Radius?
Can't say that I did.
Well, they won't be there next time you visit.
So oh, they might be.
They'll have starved to death still holding one another up.
There were lots of tourists taking pictures.
But actually, that's pretty impressive what they've done there, isn't it? And
The talk around the performance art was, how do they do it? There must be a stick, there's a wire, there's a string, there's a...
And you couldn't
magic.
See... The no, Clark mobile see. Crane wasn't holding
no,
them up.
No, no.
Anyway, that's impressive. So, for people who want to go and visit Prague and, of course, the broader Czech Republic, this is one of those cities that really hasn't been affected by war in the last few decades, isn't it?
No, the Germans sort of liked, or the Nazis, rather, the Nazis... Like the Czech Republic, they were going to use it as a model town, what could have been after World War II. I'm not so sure about that. But anyway, it was preserved mainly, and because the Nazis didn't overtake it, as they might have done Paris or other places, the Allies didn't bomb the heck out of it.
So it's still pretty much intact.
Pretty much intact. And then the communists took over in the late 40s.
Mm.
And let it go to rack and ruin.
Well.
And then,
as you do.
And you can see evidence of that in the streetscapes. There are some buildings that are nicely kept and some that need repair, streets need reworking, and they're doing all that.
Mm.
And then, of course, in the late 80s, 89, I think it was the Velvet Revolution when the communists were overturned.
Yep.
And now Czech Republic is run as a democracy.
Right.
And there's lots of things to see and do. They've done the tourism thing very well. The architecture is magnificent, not only in Prague, but in cities around Český Krumlov, Karlovy Vary, which is Carlsbad.
Mm-hmm.
And Prague is such a central place in Europe, because it's landlocked, obviously, Czech Republic. But for $20-odd dollars, you can catch a bus ride to Austria, Vienna.
So that's a good way to go, rather than necessarily going on a tour.
I wouldn't go on a tour.
Right.
I got lost in Český Krumlov and missed the bus back to the station.
Oh.
And I paid 40 krona for the bus fare, which is about $1.50.
Right.
And the bus said, "Oh, I'll take you back to the station." The bus driver said, "Oh," he put his hands in his head. He said, "Oh, no, you missed the train. But stay on the bus. I'll go right to the end, to the terminus, and come back and bring you all." So I got a free bus.
Oh, so you had another tour.
I got a tour around Český Krumlov for 40 krona.
Fantastic. And there's a beautiful castle there that you showed us a photograph of.
The castle at the top of about a 300-metre hill on the Vltava River. It's just magnificent.
No bus up the hill, though.
You can get a tram.
You had to leg it, did you?
I had to leg it.
And?
And me being unfit and all. But you stop on the way, you can have a coffee on the way, you can see the sights. I've got photos of the view from Prague Castle down into the main town.
It would be magnificent.
Oh, it's fantastic.
Yeah.
And all the architecture on the way up is all this old European Tudor, I don't know what the name of it is, but it's just consistently...
It's from an era that's...
It's consistently good.
Still glamorous.
It's colourful, it's bright. Some of the buildings need a...
Lick
paint.
Of paint, yeah. Well, as you do.
You would if you're 1,400 years old.
Absolutely. Now, talk to us about the food. What did you eat? What did you enjoy to eat there?
Well, the staple food, meat-wise, is pork.
Right.
And I don't eat pork. So I had some beef dishes, which were very tasty, some fish dishes, which were very tasty. Fish is a bit expensive because...
It's landlocked.
Mm. And
what about the ubiquitous chicken? Was there much of that on
offer? There was a bit of chicken. There's lots of different styles of food available, Chinese, Asian, local food, which you can get in the local pubs for very cheap. Or you can go to the Western-style places like McDonald's, which I didn't go to, but or a baguettery or a local cafe where they serve eggs and smoked salmon for breakfast.
Oh, that'd be lovely.
Well, it's cheap too.
Yeah. No, it's great. What about, is the coffee okay? Coffeeholics?
Didn't have a bad coffee. I had three or four a day. Didn't have one bad coffee.
Oh, that's good to hear.
Excellent.
And how easy is it to communicate? English is reasonably well spoken or not? Widely spoken, I mean?
English is widely spoken. If they know you're a tourist, they'll try to help you.
Okay.
They say, "Do you need any help?" A lot of people stopped in the street when I was looking at the map, completely bamboozled, because the streets are organic. They're not square like Melbourne where you can find your way around. They're organic, and if you turn down one street thinking you're heading in the right direction, you end up totally lost.
Right.
But it doesn't matter. Someone will help you. And all the streets don't have nomenclature. They just have a name. So it's called Reznitska. It's not street, way.
Place, whatever, yeah.
So all the taxis.
That'd make life easier.
Makes it a lot easier.
Absolutely. Now, you mentioned here that there were a few beggars around. Apart from the guys who were levitating, they were obviously looking for a dollar, but they were giving something in return.
They were giving a performance.
Were there any people looking to lift your wallet out of your pocket?
Well, I took precautions and I didn't keep my wallet in my pocket.
Right.
I kept it in a bag securely around the front of my stomach.
Did you feel unsafe at all?
No, but I just took precautions.
That was Graham Kemlow speaking with Gary Malin on his recent visit to Prague and the Czech Republic.